701-975 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. With you until 10 on this Tuesday night, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli is with us. Mike in South Philly is up next. Before we get to Mike, Tyler, quickly, first of all, good evening. How you doing, man?
It's nice to have 4 hours with you today.
Yeah, 4 hours.
Yeah, it's
good. 4 hour run in, 3 hours tomorrow and Thursday, and then we get 4 hours on Friday.
Correct.
So, Tyler.
Yes, sir.
Hangout, popular TV, movie hang, would you like to visit? Which one would it be for you?
All right, so we've gotten some good ones already. Twitter's been awesome.
Has it? Okay.
It's been great.
All right.
And a lot of the spots that have been mentioned so far, both on the phones and on Twitter, are either really nice houses or cool hangout spots, right? Like, the, you know, the good spots to be.
Yeah.
Mine's a little bit different because I want to rent it. I want to be able to rent that place out and just relax and just be with me, maybe a couple other people, but that's it.
Okay.
This is way, way, way different, but this is the first one that came to my head. Do you remember the show, the cartoon show on Nickelodeon, Hey Arnold?
Yes.
Okay.
I was a big fan.
So
the kids,
Arnold's room was the basically on the roof of the house, and it had the big glass ceiling. Mm-hmm. You could see the sky and into the night and all mm-hmm. the stars and all that. Mm-hmm. I would love to rent that out for a night. Just chill, you know, get some good music, hang out with the people you want to be with, and just kind of have all that ambient, you know, sky noise, nighttime noise in the background. So mine's not a crazy thing. We're not doing anything wild or anything like that.
Okay.
But I would love to chill for a night in the Hey Arnold upstairs bedroom.
And that's exactly what we're asking. Good choice. And we'll give Tyrone Johnson's hit. We'll give his later. We don't want to steal anyone else's, but we'll give Ty's later just in case someone says it. And we'll let you know if you and Ty are thinking along the same lines. And Hey Arnold's room for Tyler Zuli. That's out of the box right there. I like that one. 610-632-0975. And do not forget, at 8:05, Fanatic Football Pool, we will do the announcement. All right? We will do the announcement. We will get our fifth caller on the line, and we will talk to you. We will talk to you. We'll throw the trivia question at you and all that. You win $100 just for qualifying, being that fifth caller, and then we throw the trivia question at you and seeing what you have. We'll see exactly what's going on. So at 8 o'clock, we will start to talk about it. At 8:05, we want you guys to call in and get on the line as the fifth caller. 610-632-0975. And we'll read some of the Twitter hangs visits as well. Let's go to Mike in South Philly on the Fanatic. Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's up? You know, for me, I became less confident and less impressed after last year, because when you're playing the 3-13 Giants at the end of the season, and you have Dallas Goedert, Miles Sanders, and Zach Ertz on the field, and you're at home, and you still have guys like Greg Ward and Boston Scott who are starting NFL caliber players, the fact that with your season on the line, you needed overtime to beat those teams, and you needed a last drive to beat the Washington, to me, I became less confident in this franchise. And when you look at Josh McCown, who, yeah, he only put 9 points in the playoffs, but he's 41 years old, he has a torn hamstring, has a 70% completion percentage, has a 100 passer rating in that playoff game when they were the most unhealthiest they've ever been throughout the year. They lost Miles Sanders that game. He's going to practice squad guys, right? And remember, if they don't go for a fourth down twice at the end of that game, they kick field goals. He puts up at least 15 points against the Seahawks playoff team, and he's 41 years old, remember. So what I'm saying is, you mentioned since 2017. What happened in 2018? They went 5-6. Now remember, when they went on that playoff run, they were clicking on all cylinders versus the Rams and the Texans. But this wasn't like, you know, last year where they were losing 17-0 at the half versus the Giants and needed to get overtime. You know, Foles put up 30 points versus the Rams before the fourth quarter in the later part of that season. They obviously beat the Texans and they got in the playoffs, won a playoff game. But what I'm saying is they've been horrible the last 2.5 years of playing. I mean, even the games they win, there's a big part of that game where you don't feel they're going to win, where they either come out incredibly flat the first half or play terribly the second half. There's not been one clean game since 2017 with Carson Wentz. You look at all the games in 2018, look at last year needing overtime to beat the Giants, even in the wins he did have, needing to the last drive versus the Redskins. They've been, and last year was the Cowboys. Remember, that game, he only scored 17 points. The Eagles' defense won that game. If Dak Prescott and the Cowboys aren't dropping passes and missing throws, the Eagles get blown out last year. So, Carson, all I know is that question that you brought up with Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz, just look at Doug Peterson's record as an Eagles head coach without Carson Wentz. That tells you all you need to know of who you're more worried about or who you have less confidence in about. Doug Peterson, all he does is win when Wentz isn't quarterback. And to answer your question, the final question, the place I would stay at would be Home Alone. That's just to answer your question.
You got it, man. Thanks, Mike. Mike and both Mikes actually said that they would stay in the Home Alone house, the McAllister house. All right, that's a pretty cool hang. Getting some trouble in that house, no doubt about it.
We can get beat up in that house too.
610.
I don't want to be anywhere near that house.
632-0975. But listen, he said he started to lose faith last season with what they didn't do when everybody was really down. And, you know, just Greg Ward and out there with still Zach Ertz and Goddard. And you had people out there and you still could not find a way to get it done. And that's when he started to lose faith. Mike has been on this for a while, though, so this is not new for him. So he just simply has not liked what the Birds have been doing. And that's why we're asking, because too often we're hearing, all right, the Birds are going to be 11-5, 12-4, or no, they're going to be 8-8, 9-7, and this is just not a good team, right? That's why I wanted to ask if you started to lose that faith. And I know Mike and Ty and Nat got into it as well, so we're following them, but it was something that was already on our minds and the way people have been reacting to what the Birds did this past weekend against Washington. 610-632-0975. Steve in Delaware joining us on the Fanatic next. Steve, good evening. Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Devon. How about yourself?
Good, good. Thanks.
So where do I begin? I've lost faith since after they hoisted that Lombardi trophy, because I've just seen this through the draft and just offensively, since they lost a legitimate offensive coordinator in Frank Wright, they have just been terrible offensively season after season. And I'm just not confident in Doug Peterson's play calling ability. I believe that they should have replace Frank Wright with a legitimate offensive coordinator, and then that play call needs to be taken out of Doug Peterson's hand. As far as Howie Roseman, he's just been terrible at drafting, and it's just that after you watch last year's draft and you watch how many players that he just passed on that could fill the hole that we needed, and we drafted players that we just didn't need in Jalen Hurts, and then we pass on players like DK Metcalf and drafting JJR, take his wife out over him. And I just never understood the logic that we never really addressed the need that we really needed to improve this receiving core. And then I look at this season and I hear Sal say, hey, we're going to be going 12-4. And I'm like, what are you looking at? Because this roster that I'm looking at is we have a bunch of question marks at the receiving core. We have Deshaun that can't stay healthy. We have Alshon, which we're dumping so much money in. We have J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who was just terrible his first season. We have Jalen Reagor, who's undersized, but he is fast. But we don't have anything offensive. We don't have any offensive weapons to really make a deep run. This team is an 8-8 team at best.
And when you say deep run, you mean deep run in the postseason overall. So when you look at that, you look at Zach Ertz and Dallas Goedert. I mean, they're really good.
They're good, but the thing is that this receiving
really good
needs to be addressed. And it's just like, okay, if you just cover them, who else do you have? I mean, I understand Miles Sanders, but the thing is, you never even replaced him. You never even got a Super Bowl replacement for him. You let Jordan Howard walk to Miami, and then you got Scott in there. And I'm like, he's good, but these are not guys that can really take it to that next level. And you need to put legitimate pieces around Carson. Now, I'm not taking away from Carson. Carson played horribly Sunday. And those are things like this. There's games where he is just red hot, and there's games that he just plays awful. And I think some of that is due to not having a legitimate offensive coordinator like Frank Wright.
Well, and that often comes up, Steve, about Frank Wright, about John DeFilippo, and you know what's going on with Doug Peterson. It's simple. What's going on with Doug Peterson and his play calling? Did he rely on them too much? Or the people that he brought in, is he going to lean on them? Especially when they said that, like, Scangarello comes in, and also with Marty Morningwig, that you're going to get different looks, some more creativity than just the West Coast offense, a little more variety. And where's their voices? And look, it's only one game, but we're talking about since 2017 where – they have regressed in certain spots, and that's why people feel the way they feel, and that's why we wanted to ask that question tonight, man.
This is not a playoff team.
Okay. Fair enough. That's how you feel. Steve, a hangout or right, stay. So little, where you going?
Movie, I'm going to go Dark Knight Rises. I'm going to go that Batman movie. I like that mansion. This is something about it.
Okay. That's a good one. That's a lot of trouble there that you can get into as well with all the great gadgets and everything that goes on in there, man. But listen, thanks so much, man. As always, we'll catch up with you, Steve. 610-632-0975 saying that they are not a playoff team. This has been going on, just running down the entire roster and all the things that are wrong with the Philadelphia Eagles. After what we've seen these last couple of seasons, yes, they've gotten into the postseason, but did you really believe that they can make noise when they got there? Did you really believe it? Like, really believe it? And even this season, did you really believe it? I said 9-7 to start this season. 9-7. Tyler Zuli said 8-8. And I went, at best, they could be a 10-6 team, make the playoffs, but I don't see a deep run. I just don't. Something's off with this football team. 610-632-0975. Since 2017 is where I am going when I ask this question for you tonight on this Tuesday night. Since 2017, have you started to lose faith and trust in Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz as the two leaders here on your football team? 610-632-0975. Tom and Drexel Hill joining us next. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. Really ain't got much. Well, I was a little curious about why we didn't see much of Deshaun, and I was wondering if it had something to do with the punishment.
No, apparently it was, they say it was planned. It was a pitch count. If you heard Adam Kaplan last night on Inside the Birds, and Doug spoke about it, that they basically wanted to watch how many snaps that he got yesterday and make sure that he was ready to go deeper into the season when they needed him most. Now, that's just basically, again, Tom, I understand load managing him and all of that, but you're not good enough to take players out of your lineup believing that you're just going to beat up on Washington, as we've seen, and trying to hold them for later on in the year. You may not have
Your best receiver sitting on the bench.
Your most experienced receiver, and I understand the fast part, you're absolutely right, but your most experienced receiver, where you don't have situations like Hightower and Rager were in, where Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson calls the play, it's a good play call, but Carson Wentz doesn't throw it properly, at least DeSean Jackson can knock the football down, and make sure it's not an interception, you get that next down to go out there and try to redo and get a positive play. We have the two rookies, and, you know, they're still trying to figure things out. And he's the most experienced one that you have, and he's not out there because you have him on a pitch count. In game number one.
Yeah, definitely. It's good to know he wasn't punished, and he's still an Eagles thing. I seen his Snapchat the other day, or Instagram, the Eagles gang. Happy he's still here. Happy he'll still play. Hopefully he'll play a lot more. And he can make something of his team, because they didn't look good at all Sunday.
No, they did not. No, they did not. Tom, do you have a place to stay, TV, movie, hang for you?
Yes, sir. I would say the Goonies house.
Oh, I love that. I'm a big Goonies fan. The house, and then all the stuff where they found, you know. So which house are you talking about? Are you talking about the main house that the boys stayed in, or are you talking about the house where all the action really took place?
Well, the house where Mikey, they found the map and everything.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, Tom, I love Goonies. That was one of my favorite movies as a kid, man. Thanks so much. The Goonies house, I love that. You a Goonies guy, Tyler?
Big Goonies fan.
Okay. All right. That was a great movie. It's a classic. Chunk was the best. You know, Mikey, of course, the asthma, sneaking the kiss in with the girl, all that stuff. It was all cool. It was all cool. Josh Brolin, young Josh Brolin in that movie. How about that?
Yeah, little did we know he was going to go on to be a
who knew
a Marvel superstar.
Who knew? not just a Marvel superstar.
He's a superstar in general.
Exactly. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. At 8:05, our Fanatic football pool will be back on the contest line. All right? All right? At 8 o'clock. So don't call earlier. You can't sneak in. You can't get past. You can't sneak one past Tyler Zuli. He'll be ready for all of that. You line up for the fifth caller. We'll put you on hold. We'll get you ready to ask the question. All right? Ask the question for you to win $100 just for being the fifth caller, and then an opportunity for you to answer the trivia question and be in the grand prize drawing to win the Fanatic football pool and all that is in it. 610-632-0975, Derek in West Philly. What's up, Derek?
Big homie Devon, what's going on, Rick?
Oh, man, we got to have this conversation about the birds and the leaders and what's going on with this team, man. Just doesn't seem right.
I'm going to tell you before I started, y'all was really doing it big before the game. You got three big dudes. You got you, you got B. West, and you got Big Gun on there, Derek, so I was loving that.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I'm going to come up there holler to
you. Yeah, yeah, come through one day, man. It's always a great spot. Get your bets in and all, some good food. The screens around there are huge. They're tremendous. So, yeah, come on through one day, man. Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yes, indeed, man. Hey, you know, me personally, I think, see, when the score was 17-0, I actually got up and went somewhere. I thought they were just going to dominate. I come back and they lost the game. I'm like, I didn't believe it. I turned it on. I'm like, this is real. But they took their foot off the pedal. They was looking real good in the beginning. They looked real bad at the end. They're going to crush the Rams, I think.
Ooh, really? All right, how so? How do you see this one playing out?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Like I said, they was up 17-0, and they was trying to get some more points. But, you know, they just lost it at the end. I think, and because of the taunting, I didn't even know about that you just said that they was getting, the rookie was given to the Eagles. Man, I feel sorry for them. I think they're going to get themselves together. Lane Johnson coming back, right? And I think they really going to die. I think they might score 40. I think he's going to make it rain, like you said. You know, I listen to what you said. I think he's going to make it rain come Sunday. And that defense, we held them to no points, even though they got a terrible offense. Mm-hmm. But everybody took their foot off the gas, including the coach. That's what I think.
Well, see, and that's the problem. I mean, first of all, it's game one, Derek. And you're not the Super Bowl champions from last year. You're Super Bowl champions from 2017 season, of course, the 2018 Super Bowl. That's when you were the champ. You can't come out there like that thinking, just like when we were talking about the Sixers during the year, right? You stepping out there on the floor, you step out on the field and think you're going to do something just because you're the Philadelphia Eagles and your name is Carson Wentz and you're Doug Peterson, you can flash that ring? No. No, you have to go out there and continue to put that pressure on that team until the zeros hit that clock in the fourth quarter. And they didn't. They let up. Washington sniffed it out, and they took advantage of it, and they walked away. And then right now, they're leading division 1-0.
Yeah, man. You know, and I'm gonna tell you, you had a question about famous, the best places on sitcoms, I think.
Well, look, so Will and Jazzy Jeff, they're renting out the Bel Air Mansion on Airbnb for the 30th anniversary of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which was last week. So we wanted to know what popular TV and or movie hang would you like to visit or stay in? I said, Derek, I want to visit Nipsey's with Martin and them and eat the wings and all that stuff, crack jokes and have a good time. We've already got Home Alone House twice, Dark Knight Mansion, the Goonies house. Tyler said he wanted to stay and rent out the Hey Arnold room. What do you have?
How about Different Strokes, that penthouse? How about that? I'm going to leave you with that.
Oh, man, Derek, that's a great one, man. Thanks so much, man. Oh, the Different Strokes, the house, the Drummond penthouse from Different Strokes. Yes. That's tremendous. I love that one. That was a dope place. Love that one. The penthouse. Oh, look at that. See, this is what we get. We get all the great stuff from the folks, bringing all these great places, great ideas. Tyler said Twitter is going crazy with the responses. We have to get to some of those and see where people are on this particular question that we have as our side topic tonight. 610-632-0975. Mitch, our friend in Phoenix, he's on hold. We want to give him all of his time. Nick in Brookhaven, Rob in Overbrook. We have Nate in Southwest, and two open phone lines for the first time since we've gotten underway at 6 o'clock. We're asking about the Philadelphia Eagles, now 0-1 on the season. And, of course, Washington 1-0 in the division, the Washington football team. But something's off about this Philadelphia Eagles squad. Since 2017, all right, have you started to lose faith and trust in Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson? Simple question, simple answer from you guys. Let's have that talk. 610-632-0975. And again, you just heard us tell Derek what our side topic is tonight. Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Philadelphia's own, are renting out the Bel Air mansion from the Fresh Prince of Bel Air for the 30th anniversary. This is on Airbnb, right? What popular TV and or movie hang would you like to visit or stay in? 610-632-0975. We've had the Home Alone house twice, Dark Knight Mansion, the Goonies house, the Drummond house, the Drummond condo. You just heard Derek give that one a great one. Hey Arnold room for Tyler Zuli. I said from Martin's sitcom, Nipsey's. The wings were the greatest when you were watching. The big bowl of wings. Come on, y'all. You know what I'm talking about right here on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens. 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
Oh, we're now 29 minutes away from our Fanatic football pool contest. Trivia question. We'll get to that at 805. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you. So the story that, who brought it up earlier? It was Mike and King of Prussia said that Allen Robinson was not coming to Philadelphia. And people were probably like, what are you talking about? Allen Robinson from the Chicago Bears, Penn Stater. Allen Robinson coming to Philadelphia because, well, someone, Evan Massey on Twitter. Evan Massey, Tyler, where is Evan Massey from? You said Detroit?
A bunch of different outlets. Covers the Colts and the Pacers for an Indianapolis site. Does some NFL work as well.
All right. Well, Evan Massey said that the Eagles, while Allen Robinson is trying to figure out his contract situation there.
Yes.
And if you remember, he was traded. No, he was a free agent, signed with the Bears from Jacksonville, or traded, then he re-upped, whatever he did with his contract. In any event, he's looking for a new deal. And Evan Massey reported on Twitter, but it's out there, right? Eagles are a potential trade destination for the Allen Robinson III. Obviously, you would like the guy, but Tyler, you know the salary cap. How do you even do that? You can't.
They are facing such crippling salary cap to begin with. They have to roll over as much as they possibly can.
Yep.
And right now it's only, I think, $21 million or $24 million?
Right. Right. So, I mean, it's not possible. There was just something that was out there. So we figured we would ask, and we did. So there's that. 610-632-0975. I'm not asked, but just explain to people what Mike was talking about a little bit earlier with Allen Robinson. And don't forget about our side topic. Having some fun with that tonight. Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff are renting out the Bel Air mansion for the 30th anniversary of The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. They're doing that on Airbnb. So we're asking you guys, what popular TV movie hang would you like to visit or stay in? 610-632-0975. That's what we're asking you guys. Let's go back to the phones. Mitch in Phoenix joining us next. What's up, Mitch?
My man, how you doing?
Doing all right. That Arizona team looked pretty good against those 49ers.
Yeah, I like the kid, the quarterback.
Kyler Murray? Yeah, he's tough.
Yeah, he's very agile. He's got a good head on his shoulders. And look who he has to throw to.
DeAndre
Hopkins. The guy that maybe the Eagles could have tried to get.
DeAndre Hopkins. And we talked about it. Joe Torti and I, we were sitting here. We were talking about it, man. We were like, come on, guys. You got to get this dude, man. What are you doing? But hey,
now let me give you some names why the Eagles are what they are. Ready?
Okay.
Marcus Smith, Jordan Matthews, Nelson Aguilar, Eric Rowe, Carson Wentz, Isaac Samalo. Now these are the worst. 2017 draft. You ready? Barnett, Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas, Mac Hollins, and Little Pumphrey. That's the draft from 2017.
Yep. And so the only one standing is Derek Barnett, who...
Yeah, and what has he done?
Who annoys me.
Right. All noise. Came out of college.
Can you turn that down in the back for us a little bit? Can you turn that down in the back? I can hear just some
interference
going on.
No problem.
And I hear you about the 2017 and Howie Roseman, what he didn't do, all those running backs in that draft, and you come away with Donnell Pumphrey. And that's nothing against Miles Sanders, but just imagine having more than just Miles Sanders, right? Absolutely. That's okay.
As bad as Carson Wentz looked in that game, and I watched the game at a sports bar. And by the way, the place I go to is called Philly's, and they usually have a pretty good crowd. It was me and two other people. So they must have known something.
Well, listen, man, it was a poor performance by them on Sunday.
And you want to know something? Other than Carson Wentz completely disappearing in that second half, that coach had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
No clue. So when you got a bad coach, you got a quarterback that hasn't been the same since the rookie year. You got an O line and a D line that are C minus at best. What else could you possibly expect out of this team?
I expect better than I saw on Sunday. Look at what they gave us early on, Mitch, where they were putting out there that performance that they did, where it looked like they were actually going to really put up some numbers. It was 17-0. They looked like they were going to be able to go up and down the field on them. And then it just changed so quickly after that turnover. And right then and there, we were like, this is going to be problematic. So based on that, that's what I expected from them. And I think I was well within my right to expect it. Or maybe I wasn't, because, you know, they aren't what we thought they were. But I thought that they were better than that.
Yeah, everybody downplayed the Washington team going into that game. And you think they had trouble on Sunday. Wait till you see the trouble they're going to have this Sunday.
The Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be a tough one, man. That's going to be a tough one. So, Mitch, quickly, man, we got to ask you, since we've been throwing out the side topic, do you have a side topic to jump in on?
Adam's family.
You want to stay at the Adam's family home?
Yes, sir.
The mansion?
And you're going to be there with me.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'll come visit. I don't know. Some scary stuff going on in there, man. I had to fight some people and get out of there, Mitch. But thanks for the invite to the Adam's family. Oh, Tyler, Adam's family home. You interested in that?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's a museum, right?
Yeah. But
yeah, it's a good spot to hang out. I mean, I don't know if I'm hanging overnight. I'd go visit the museum, though.
All right. You go ahead.
You're out.
Yeah.
Not even for a visit.
I tell you what, man. You know how they say in movies, how come people don't, you know, why do you stay around for too long? If I see any weird stuff like that, I'm out. I don't need to see that. It's not like...
How come people don't stay around? Because there would be no movie.
Well, look. the Mutter Museum. All right, that's the Mutter Museum. But the Adams Family Museum is a little bit different.
Okay.
It's different.
All right.
Right? Different vibe going on in there. I'm out. No, thank you. Mitch, I appreciate the invite. I will show up. But as soon as I see something where they say freaky, I'm out.
All right, that's fair.
But I'm...
You'd probably be there for about 11 seconds.
Well, exactly. Look, I'm putting it on the table right now. No surprises.
You're putting the effort in.
No surprises here.
After that, it's on them.
100%.
If they make it weird for you, you have every right to leave.
100%. It's already weird. I know what I'm getting myself into, but I'm trying to honor the invite. I mean, look, you can turn down invites, but I'm trying to honor the invite. I'm out of here, though. Like, yo, I'm gone. All right, so I get one on the text board from my man Malik. Malik says, this is a good one too, the Tony Stark crib.
Oh yeah.
Now forget about the toys and all that stuff. His place was just great.
overlooking the water.
It's great.
Yeah.
And they blew it up.
They did. They did.
They blew it up. Let's go to Nick in Brookhaven next on the Fanatic. Nick, how you doing, man?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Not much, man. I feel like us Eagles fans are overreacting like we do every single year. Now, what they put out in the field in the second half of Sunday was atrocious. But no one is putting in, like, you got the best right tackle in the game out. Arguably the best right guard in the league out.
Yes.
You got Jason Peters moving to left tackle, who signed to play guard, and he did that switch in about 2 weeks during all this COVID stuff. You got.
And they said he looked good at guard, too.
Exactly.
For what that's worth.
But yeah, whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
But then you got Miles Sanders out, who Deuce Staley and people have said that the offense supposed to be ran through him this year. So you got the Redskins defensive line, which are all beasts. They game plan to contain Carson Wentz. They got no offensive line. There's no running back. There's one game plan that they focus on, and that's Carson. Carson holds the ball for way too long. That's one thing I hate about him. But it was just the second half. The first half was okay. They fell apart in the second half, and I don't understand why Doug doesn't put Carson on the move and keep, like, make the pocket run to the right and flow to the right and have Carson on the move and throw on the run. Like, I just don't get Doug Peterson sometimes, man.
But see, Nick, look at what you just said. All those things that you said about the overreaction, look at what you just said. I don't get Doug Peterson sometimes. That's why I took it back to 2017, Nick, when I started the question where we you know, where the origin starts from. It's because of looking at the entire thing and saying 2017, everything that he did, even the ones that we questioned from time to time, when he did it the next time, we were like, oh, okay, he did it the last time. This fourth down is going to work. He's going for it at the goal line instead of taking a field goal. I believe in him. I have faith in him. That's why I asked, since 2017, 18, 19, and now with game number one, have you started to lose that faith? And you just said, sometimes I don't know what he's doing.
Sometimes I do not know what he's doing. But at the same
and look,
time,
we're not supposed to know what he's doing, but we should at least have a sense by watching the team as closely as we do and saying, all right, I have a feel what Doug's going to do here. And sure, he should trick us because we are not the experts. We are not in the playbook, but there's something about them, Nick, he and Carson, where I do, and mostly so far, Nick, the callers have said, at least to your last point of, I just don't get it sometimes. I lose it for him sometimes.
I mean, I agree. I agree with everything you're saying, man. But I just, last year, Carson and Doug took that team that was full of practice squad players because everyone got hurt to the playoffs. And, I mean, Carson has the upside and his ceiling is so high. And Doug, I mean, he's not an incompetent coach. He won a Super Bowl. But I just think that they need a little bit more. I don't see, I mean, they look bad, but I'm not worried about them. I think next week against the Rams, they come out firing, and I don't know why I feel that way. Sunday, I had a bad feeling.
Okay.
This week, I don't.
This week, you feel all right, even after the loss. Okay. All right, man. Well, listen, I love it because I hope that that is the case, Nick, on Sunday against the Rams. Do you have a special popular TV and or hang you would like to visit or stay in?
I would have to say Billy Madison's dad's mansion.
That's a great one. That's a great one, Nick. What stands out the most for you with the mansion that makes you be like, yo, I need to stay there?
That pool, man. You can do so many things. You can do so much in that pool.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate it. Billy Madison, the mansion. Ty, you shook your head immediately. Yes.
Oh, I'd love it in that mansion.
All right. I got to give another Fanatic person. We didn't give out Tyrone's yet, but we're going to give out Pat Egan's. It's a good one, too.
It better be. He's Mr. Movie.
Entourage, though.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Entourage. Vince Chase's house in season one.
Oh, okay.
Entourage. Yeah, because, you know, each year they became more successful, popular, and the popularity just increased, and they would move to a new place, another new place, and another new place. But season number one, yeah, that place was dope. That place, he was just there. He was just starting to, you know, make that name for himself. He wasn't too big yet, but it was still out there. Oh, absolutely. Devon Givens with you, 610-632-0975. With you until 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday night. Just to give a programming note, as always, on Wednesdays and Thursdays, we get things started at 7 o'clock following Jaws' show on Wednesday, Cuz's Corner on Thursday. So we just want to make sure we let everybody know right now that tomorrow, if you're tuning in at 6 for us, Jaws at 6 on Wednesdays, like he has been for the past few years, and Cuz's Corner on Thursday from Parks Casino. So 610-632-0975. And again, give us these cool spots to hang out, or, you know, Airbnb these places so you can stay in them. We've had some, like, who did Dylan give us earlier? He said one that he wouldn't want to hang in. And I was like, no, that's a cool spot. Even though it was kind of tough, from an old sitcom that I thought would work out. I said I used to always want to go hang out with Al Bundy and the crew at the spot on Jeopardy Lane. I was such a big fan of Married with Children, I knew the name and the address, Jeopardy Lane. I forgot the address, but I remember Jeopardy Lane from Married with Children.
It's amazing the things you remember.
And the house was terrible. I mean, it was.
You haven't watched the show in many years?
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. I still
watch
the reruns.
You watch the reruns?
Yeah,
all right.
I do. Yeah, it's one of my favorites of all time, no doubt. Let's go to Nate in Southwest here on the Fanatic. What's up, Nate?
Yo, bro.
What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, bro. What's up with you?
Oh, man, just trying to break things down, see where the faith is, the trust with Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz.
All right, so like I told Tyler, I haven't lost faith yet, especially after what you did last year, and we still beat Dallas out for the situation. It's one game that we lost to Washington, bro. I'm not saying it was bad. But, bro, we was due, bro. How many times did we beat Washington in a row? Won the first game?
Yeah, like last year, Washington was due, and they had it, and they gave it up. The Birds took it.
They did the same thing with Chase said to us, finish the game. They didn't finish the game last year.
You're right.
This year, we didn't finish the game.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So we got to take a loss. It's a loss. It's a loss. But the good thing about it, bro, Giants lost, Dallas lost. So you're not in a bad position. You just can't go 0-2. You know what I mean? You gotta make sure you don't put yourself in that type of hole. The Redskins, you foresee them holding that up for the rest of the season? No, I don't. So okay, they got one lucky win in the last 6 years. Happy for them, man. We gotta move on. But no, I don't see me looking bad at Carson or losing faith in Carson or Doug right now. Now, if Carson can't get the accuracy together, I see another guy that's right behind him that'll step in and take his place that we just drafted in the second round that me and you disagree on a draft pick. You feel me?
No, I got it, and maybe they were right with it, but I'm still not ready to go there. But that could be something that we would possibly have a conversation about next season if they look at it that way. I hear you.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying right now. I'm just saying that he has to get it together, and if he doesn't, you got a backup plan. You know what I mean? And that's just all that you already know. Between me and you, I like our backup plan. So.
No, look, like I said, I never disliked the player. I just disliked the spot where they took him.
That's what we had a discussion about on draft night. So, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with it, bro. I just think this week you got to come correct because the Rams look pretty good the other night.
When we were talking about them before the week started last week and saying that the Rams, a lot of people are looking at them to bounce back to the Rams that they were before. That's all I'm saying.
The guy at number 20 that got that money, now he's playing like he want to really play, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, so, indeed.
A guy that we should have got. But anyway, that's another story.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, I like Darius Slay.
Listen, the place when my man just said Billy Madison joint, I was like, I wanted to stay at the Jefferson joint, but then I'm like, yo, if I could just stay at Mr. D joint and just go woo through the whole house, man.
We got that one earlier too from the Drummond household, the condo, the penthouse, man. Yeah, no doubt, man.
Run through the whole house saying woo hoo. That would just make me. I just tick that would tickle me, man.
Oh man, that's great. Hey Nate, thanks for the call, man. Yes, appreciate it. You got another vote for the Drummond household. We already got two for the Home Alone house, right? And we have now two for the Drummond place. Oh man, different strokes. Lou in Lansdowne next on the Fanatic. Lou, how you doing?
I'm chilling, Devon. How are you?
I'm good, Lou. I'm good, Lou. Trying to have a little fun while we still have that serious talk.
Right, right. I dig it. So, here's my only thing about the Eagles. I'm a diehard Eagles fan, diehard Sixers fan. I watch the Phillies. I watch the Flyers. Like, all right, I'm all Phillies out. To me. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. When you're watching these games, whether it's basketball, football, why do our play call or our plays ran look so janky? Like, I'm watching teams in the league, and even the bad teams know how to run screen passes and wide receiver screens. We watch the Sixers, and every team in the league runs the paper roll to perfection, but we stuck with the dribble handoff. Like, I just don't get it. The game itself, first quarter out the 17-0 lead, it just looked slow. It looked as if Washington was a step faster than us, even though we were up. I don't have any blame per se on the defense, even though, you know, they did score. But anybody is going to score. Any quarterback is going to make them look like Joe Montana with short fields.
Right.
Five drives on short fields. But what are we doing? I mean, they could with five field goals, they're at 15. We don't score again, so it's a 2-point game. I mean, eventually a bad team would get a pass here and there, a blown coverage here and there, and score a touchdown. So I believe once it went downhill, we were going downhill.
Right.
But,
yep.
Yeah, I don't think going forward. I don't think it's a matter of losing faith in Doug. Where's his creativity? In 2017, all that stuff went well, and he was going forward on every fourth down, and we got behind him. We had faith in him. But there comes a point in the game where you have to fill out the game. At 4th and 8 on Washington's side of the field, this is the time to go for it. Just because we're the Eagles and we're supposed to beat this team. Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, Washington's pass rush is going in. We all know it. It's documented that they have what it takes to rush the passer. But outside of that, they're not world beaters. And we're overlooking the fact that how bad this loss is. The loss is bad because it's in our division. And if we think Dallas is going to lose to Washington once, and we're saying that it's Dallas
right.
for the division, it's going to come down to that. And that game is the game. I don't care what they do the rest of the season. That game is the game that costs you the division. When they start breaking down same records, tiebreakers, you know, win-loss in the division, that's the game. Good thing Dallas lost to the Rams.
Yeah.
You know, but again, it's still a loss because I don't see Dallas losing to Washington even with a pass rush because they have a legitimate win game. And they can eke out wins, you know, in the NFC East, you know, they can go either way any year with any team, but I don't see them losing twice in them. I think Doug just needs to get back to throwing the game out. These fourth down, the two picks was on Carson. He wasn't under duress. He threw him, and he was a step late. He was slow. You know, he just needs to get the ball out. I'm not even talking about Jalen Hurts. I understand that was a bad pick in the second round. Not saying that he's not good. It's just a bad pick in the second round when we got 1,000 holes on our team.
Yeah, that's why we said it's nothing against the players. It's about where they selected the player in general. So that's what it is. And just to let people know again who did not hear about the Cowboys, Blake Jarwin and Leighton Vander Esch out. Serious injuries after their loss in week 1. So we'll see what happens with their team overall, offensively and defensively. With that, Lou, on the way out, man, give us a spot to hang.
Hey, listen, you took my Nipsey's.
Oh, you were going to hang out with Nipsey's with us?
Listen, I was hanging out with Nipsey's in the wings, man. Like,
yo, didn't those wings always look good, man?
Oh, man, listen. I'm like, where they at? I need to pull up on this.
Where's the wings? Where did they get that bowl from? All that stuff, man. So what do you got? All right, you can hang out with Nipsey's with me and my folks.
Yeah, I would say Nipsey's, but if I had to give it the home house just because of the toys.
All right, you got it.
I might get some Tony Stark
things, so, you know. That's cool, man. Well, listen, thanks for the call, Lou. Great breakdown, man. Appreciate it. EJ, your first, Chuck, Gerald, Max, Rich, and one open phone line, 610-632-0975. And on the other side, the Fanatic Football Pool, your opportunity to win. 610-632-0975. Devon Gibbons with you until 10 on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.